FM 90.3 WJTL, that's Matt Redman. Unbroken Praise, Dan Francis, no other name prior to that. Happy good morning to you and happy winning Wednesday at 7:20.
Weather-wise today, partly sunny and breezy, high 55, lows near 40 tonight, and then near 70 tomorrow with a partly sunny sky, windy, and a slight chance of afternoon showers. Friday looks mostly sunny and 76. 33 in Harrisburg, 34 in York and Lancaster.
And this morning, our very special guests are from the Central Pennsylvania's C.S. Lewis Institute. Neil and Stan are here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Great to have you both here. Neil Alcott is the area director for the Central Pennsylvania chapter of C.S. Lewis Institute. Neil, tell us what the Central Pennsylvania chapter of the C.S. Lewis Institute is all about.
Well, the C.S. Lewis Institute is an organization that started back in 1976 down in Washington, D.C., and has since expanded really all around the world. We've been in this area for about 4 years. Our main activity is a fellows program, which is a 12-month discipleship program that we offer to people in the area. They can apply online at cslewisinstitute.org. And when they apply, I meet with them, I interview them, and then they begin the process of a 12-month discipleship program. Read about 250 pages a month on various topics, write some reflection papers. We meet together once a month for a lecture by an area scholar, and we also give each fellow has their own mentor, okay, as well as they break into small groups to discuss the material that they've been studying for that month.
And how did you get involved with C.S. Lewis Institute?
Well, I've always had a heart and a passion for discipleship, and always enjoy the opportunity to work with others who desire to grow in their faith. And someone came to me and mentioned the C.S. Lewis Institute, and we drove down to D.C. to meet the folks down there and was really taken by the seriousness that they have for discipleship and wanting to see discipleship kind of taken to the next level. You know, our Sunday school classes and our small groups at our churches, those are all wonderful, but I was looking for something a little more in depth.
And what's the tie-in with C.S. Lewis? How is that incorporated?
Well, when they first started this organization, they got permission from the C.S. Lewis Institute Foundation, and really the goal for the C.S. Lewis Institute is to really help develop people, adults, who can articulate their faith in a similar manner to C.S. Lewis. You know, he was a lay person who was very articulate and able to do apologetics, and so we're, that's our goal.
You're aspiring to that.
That's what we'd like to accomplish, yep.
Now, opportunities for people to join your fellow program coming up, can they do that?
Correct. They can go on the website, and under locations, they scroll down to Central Pennsylvania, and when they click on that, there will be a place there to fill out an application form. They also have to get a recommendation from their pastor as well as from a friend, and they just fill that out, and it comes to me, and I'll contact them, and we'll start the process of interviews and such.
And time-wise, when do they go on? How does
that
work?
We have our orientation in the first part of June.
Okay.
And then for the whole summer, they will have their assignments, June, July, and August, and then we meet back again in September, and then we start our monthly lectures after that.
Very cool. And Stan Hoover is with us, and Stan is an alumni fellow. And Stan, you could tell us a little bit about your experiences with going through the fellows program, and I guess my first question would be why you decided to do it.
Yeah, so what appealed to me about the program was that Bible reading and small groups always meant a lot to me. It was important in my own kind of faith development and discipleship. And the CSLI really emphasizes both. So we're doing a lot of reading, we're opening the Word, but we're doing that together. And so there's a community kind of impact. We sit around together and we talk about the things of God, these deep, kind of weighty, themes week after week, month after month. And so it's an intensive kind of process that happens in the company of other. We have the opportunity to sharpen each other and explore these things together, pray for one another, and all that's been pretty powerful in my own growth.
Very cool. The C.S. Lewis Institute is something you could be a part of their fellows program. You can get all the information, fill out the application online. CSLewisInstitute.org is the place. Coming up, we'll talk more with Neil and Stan just around the corner. Alisa Turner back to the music with Not Even Now on FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ.